We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as David Pumpkins. Any questions?
I am never obviously referred to you as that.
It's the shirt. Sitting next to me, someone not familiar with SNL sketches. It's Michaela Perkins, obviously not my vice mayor, but the queen of murder.
Much better looking than the vice mayor.
Oh, absolutely.
In
absolutely.
My opinion.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Just right away, we're just slandering Jesse right out of the gate.
Jesse's never going to let me back on this
podcast. No, never again. But thank you guys for joining us. Of course, this show is brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook. Go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use our code of PHNX. And for betting $5 on any team to win, you will get $200 in free bets if they win that game. It's that simple. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That code again is PHNX. Again, I'm joined by Mac. Mac is back. And we are going to talk some baseball. The World Series starts today. No more that one day without baseball. That sucked, but we're back to World Series baseball. Big matchup between the Astros and obviously the Braves, who we're all a big fan of around here.
117th World Series.
The 117th World Series. Yeah. Fun fact. There's a lot of them. Do you think people are getting tired of them? Is that why baseball is just running out of steam?
We're just like counting down. All right, here comes another one. 118 next year.
All right, so let's take a look at the Braves versus the Astros matchup that we have going on. Obviously, two teams that are very close in their regular season stats. I think all the teams in the playoffs have experienced key losses, but these are pretty big for both of these clubs. I think they have both overcome the loss of the Astros with the loss of Lance McCullers Jr. and the Braves on the other side with Ronald Acuña Jr. Both sides have had guys step up. But as you see there, both division champs, similar winning percentages, team ERAs, and team batting averages. So as far as this matchup goes, it's a pretty close matchup across the board as far as the numbers go. Right now, it seems like the Atlanta Braves definitely are the hottest team in baseball. They have been since essentially the trade deadline when they made moves to kind of bolster their roster. So I got to ask, what are your thoughts on this World Series?
Well, I'm happy for the Braves. I'm the most excited that the Braves made it to the World Series. Obviously, it's the first time since 1999 that they've made it to the Fall Classic. So very happy for the Braves. I was pulling for them the whole time. I hated pretty much every team in the National League playoffs, and especially the Dodgers. Watching the Dodgers get sent home in the NLCS was just chef's kiss.
Yeah.
So super excited for the Braves. I'm not a fan of any of the AL teams. I could care less who came out of the AL as long as they get beat by the NL team. So bummed that the Astros are there again. Not a big Astros girl. I still think they cheated and don't deserve their World Series title.
See? There it
so
is.
Not a big fan of the Astros, but I also hate the Red Sox. So it was a lose-lose situation for me. I just hoped both team lost. So
yeah, they couldn't just tie and give it directly to the Braves without
exactly.
A World Series.
So I'm definitely pulling for the Braves. I have the Braves winning in six.
All right.
It's going to be a great World Series, though, in my opinion. I think it's obviously the highlight of this World Series is, Houston's offense versus the Braves pitching rotation.
Sure.
Who I think they have, their top three pitchers are pretty solid. And I think that's definitely going to be a highlight, is watching, to see if the Astros can figure out their the Braves pitching. But I think it's going to be a great World Series. I'm really excited to watch. It's going to be action-packed.
I'm really surprised the Astros made it here without McCullers. And I wanted to ask you that. because just, you know, he was their most dominant pitcher this year. And to have, you know, to lose him, essentially, the word was that he might have been back for this series, but he couldn't even get the throwing program started. So he will be out for the World Series. Who is a bigger loss, him for the Astros or Acuña for the Braves?
I mean, obviously, you never want to lose Acuña Jr. He is incredibly talented. He
it's
seems
a bummer
to.
He's not here. For
I know.
Like,
I'm
such an
heartbroken.
Right.
I love him. I think he's got obviously a really exciting career ahead of him. But the fact that he's not here for this is a huge bummer. But you obviously never want to lose a player like that. But I think the more detrimental loss is losing McCullers, because you know the Astros came into the season already down a Justin Verlander, so that's detrimental. Justin Verlander. Probably the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. You could argue DeGrom, whoever. But so, you know, coming into the season without Justin Verlander, obviously horrible. Zach Greinke is in a weird, like, non-stretched out phase of I don't know what's going on
there
with
him. There was word he might start in game four of this series.
Yeah.
And that, again, it seems like it would be another weird opener situation, almost like he's a relief pitcher rather than him actually getting the start. But I imagine it's all depends on how he does.
Yeah, I mean, you have those two out or experiencing weird issues. McCullers is super talented, and not having him in your rotation, I think, is very detrimental to the Astros, because now they have to rely on, like, Valdez, Garcia, who's a rookie, Urquidy. I think losing McCullers is going to be the difference maker in this series for Houston, and the fact that they don't have him is more detrimental, because the pitching that they do have to use and rely on, they're either rookies, they're not experienced. I mean, they're one, I'm trying to think of their one guy who, Garcia, he does not do well against left-handed batters. And
that's pretty much the Braves lineup.
Yeah, the Braves lineup is all left-handed batters. Yeah. So they're going to, like, if the Astros have a chance at winning, it's going to be how they figure out how to use, like, this battered rotation and their bullpen that they're going to have to try to, like, strategically place to figure out how they can beat the Braves. But I think losing McCullers is huge, and I think that's going to be the defining factor in the series.
How big of a role does a team like Atlanta being here make a difference in a World Series like this? And now I'll just tell you, I've used the pro wrestling, obviously, analogy, you know, prior to with Jesse.
I'm not going to get any of this reference.
No.
I hope you know. It's just going to go.
It's the classic good guy versus bad guy kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
whereas, like, if the Dodgers would have made it in, it would have been more of a bad guy
versus
bad
guy.
Yeah,
you
know?
It'd been like the
I mean, outside of those. Right. Well, outside of those two fan bases. Don't get political.
I'm sorry.
No, but outside of those two fan bases, those. Who would want to watch that, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I don't think there's anybody there for a casual viewer to root for, whereas, you know, at least this Braves team, especially with the losses they've experienced and the way they've kind of still gotten to this point, even though that they weren't really considered to be a favorite to even, you know, make it this far.
Yeah.
It's that team that everybody can root for.
Right. Look, I don't think anybody outside of the city of Houston is cheering for the Astros.
No.
And I think the Braves are very well aware that right now they're America's team.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is pulling for the Braves right now. So I hope that they can use that and feed off that energy and, you know, make everybody in the country except for the city of Houston happy, because I really don't want to watch Houston win another World Series. So I'm hoping that the Braves can capitalize on being America's team.
It's wild to me. Jose Altuve has almost half as many home runs in the postseason as the D-backs do as a franchise in the postseason, right?
Crazy.
I mean, you can hate them. I think it's easy to hate them just for their success if you're not a fan, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens with really good teams. They start to venture into that territory when they're there so much that they do become the villain naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You factor in what the Astros did. Oh my God, they're absolutely the villain of this story. And I mean, they have to wear that, right? Like that's kind of the reputation risk you take when you do stuff like this. Like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, MLB didn't really punish them that much, but I mean, society and the fans, they'll punish the hell out of them.
I think we need to punish them more.
Yeah, no, I know. But don't punish yourself. Go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use our code of PHNX. Win yourself $200 in free bets by simply betting $5 on any team to win, and obviously having that team win. I would stay away from the Cardinals this week. That's just me.
Derek, I'm just have a little faith.
It's a dangerous game. If you want to win your $200, I'm pretty sure there's some games that might be a little bit more of a sure thing. So maybe seek those out. Or you know what? If you're like our guy Johnny, who promises he won't pick against the Cardinals for the rest of the season, bet on him. Go do it. Go put your money where your mouth is. You can do whatever you want on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, including same game parlays, which I have been a big fan of. I like especially when I get like 5 out of the 6 legs and just miss on one. That's a great time. But
you like that?
No, I don't. I was saying it sarcastically. I will say, though, that there's nothing better than hitting. I did the other night on the Saints game. That was a lot of fun. I had weird ups and downs with the selections I made, and I somehow guided myself to a $105 victory on some free money. So you too can. You too can. I don't know.
You can too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you figuring my words out for me. By downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and again, use our code of PHNX, and you'll get those $200 in free bets for betting $5 on any team as long as that team wins. 21 and over only, Arizona only. Gambling problem, dial 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
I said Braves in 6. What are you thinking? What's yours?
I hate to say it, but I think going to be Astros in 6, the opposite of what you said. And I'm just going with experience. That's pretty much the one thing I have. I think that the Astros have been there before. The one thing the Braves have
is...
They have. A lot of those players on that team have been there before, and they have playoff experience. They went to 5 championship series in a row, which only 3 teams historically have done since they implemented the ALCS and NLCS. So they're in some pretty elite company. Interestingly enough, though, one of the other teams is the Atlanta Braves in the 90s when they had Maddox and Glavine and those guys there. So it's just this, you know, right now they have that, at least that playoff experience going for them. And I think that might give them the edge, but we'll see. I can't wait to find out. And honestly, I hope I'm wrong. But I am happy that the Dodgers are out of it. And I am not even making that a secret. You can go read my article on gophnx.com where I talk about how money can buy you happiness and a whole lot of regular season wins, but it can't buy you a World Series. And I back it up with some facts about how many teams exactly have won it that were the top spender over the last 10 years. So go check that out on gophnx.com. You can become a member, either an annual member, and you'll get a free t-shirt from the phnxlocker.com, or a month-to-month option where you'll get your first month for just 50 cents. So go do that. Go do that right now. Become part of the family. You'll get on part of our Discord, which I'm going to continue to say wrong, and get away from the BS on social media and talk with us and fellow like-minded individuals about sports and baseball and all of this stuff. And you can go on there and give your suggestions for if you think the Cardinals are going to win or not. But I don't know. I'm just, like I said, I'm staying away from that one with my money. I do want to talk briefly, though, about that article and how much money the Dodgers did spend. They did have the biggest payroll in baseball at $267.2 million. And while I was taking a look at that article, I know this is information that isn't new. I know a lot of people know the D-backs spent significantly less, but the D-backs spent the least in the NL West on payroll at $88.7 million. And I guess my question is, when the season ends up like this and you look over at a team like the Padres, who spent $178.2 million, nearly $100 million more than the D-backs in payroll, just to also not make the playoffs, I mean, is it one of those things that you're like, well, at least they saved money, you know? I mean, it didn't seem like this was going to be a competitive team, so it didn't feel like spending that extra money this year was going to get them over that hump.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Like, baseball is a really hard sport to figure out in terms of managing a team, managing a successful team, building a successful team. And when you look at what the Dodgers did and the Padres did, you can look at a team that spent money right, and you can look at a team that didn't spend money right. So you know, having money to spend is important and it's helpful. I mean, obviously, you know, if you look at the Yankees, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Cubs, you look at any big market team, you know, having the capital to go out and bring in high talent is extremely important. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you said, spending money isn't going to guarantee you're winning a World Series. You have to spend your money smartly, like wisely. You have to make sure that the money you're spending is good investments. You can look all around baseball and see examples of a lot of money being spent, but it not turning out because it was a bad investment. In my personal opinion, Madison Bumgarner was a bad investment.
He's a lot of that. He's a lot of that.
He's a lot of that 80, and that was a bad investment. He's a pitcher at the end of his career, and you just don't go out and spend money on old pitchers. In my opinion, that's my philosophy. You can look at the Rockies 4-3 seasons ago. They spent $110 million on a bullpen mm-hmm. who had one of the worst years as a bullpen collectively ever. And so it's like, I see your point by like, if they're not going to spend money, at least, you know, make sure you're not spending money strategically, because at this point, I don't think the Diamondbacks could spend enough money to compete with the Dodgers for at least a couple of years, because I mean, the Dodgers have a lot of things working for them. They have the fact that, you know, they have a lot of capital to acquire really good talent, but they also have an extremely well-developed farm system that just seems to be producing extremely talented prospects out the wazoo.
It's not even fair. It's like they have the deep pockets and the deep
and farm system. So I don't see how the Diamondbacks are going to be able to compete with the Dodgers for a while. And so, you know, if you're going to try to retool your farm system to save yourself money and see if you can like home grow some of that talent, this might be the best time to do it, because I think the Dodgers are going to be extremely competitive for at least the next 4 years.
Here's the problem, in my opinion. All those California teams are going to continue to spend money, period, because they're going to continue to have people come out and watch their product, right? Mm-hmm. I say I would too, Jacob. And then I'd make him a designated hitter. But I would say that when it comes to like the popularity of those teams, the way that they can fill a ballpark during a regular season, it's just different. You know, the Diamondbacks being conservative kind of matched not only what this team ended up doing, but it matched the fan attendance that they expected.
Yeah,
I know that they were being conservative because they still didn't know when fans were when they were going to be at 100% capacity.
Yeah,
but I bet they didn't even think that they were going to be at like, you know, 15% capacity. You know, like
the whole season,
right? I mean, they really can't compete when they're not generating revenue at the ballpark like these other teams are. And I know some of the other teams don't have ballparks that are nearly as big as Chase Field, but you know, making it an attraction, an event, you know, having those ballparks filled makes people want to go. You know, it's kind of like the Suns playoffs last year. You know, like, yes, there was part of me that just wanted to go watch the Suns in the playoffs. But more than anything, watching that atmosphere on TV made me want to go be a part of it. Yeah. I can't imagine as a fan watching the atmosphere at Chase Field and wanting to go be a part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't look very fun to me. But the D-backs also spent nearly $40 million less than the league average. So obviously when they're, you know, going on the conservative side, they went pretty conservative this year as one of the bottom, I think, five teams in spending. So I applaud them for their stinginess, but I will say that I think that we're in a position where they need to get some of this young talent, you know, kind of at a major league level and performing. And then once they see that they have a good base that they can build around, then they can supplement with that, you know, high cost talent that they're going to have to get from free agency. It's going to need to happen, though. There's no way around it. If they want to compete with the Dodgers, they're going to have to spend and they're going to have to spend more than, you know, $88 million. That's for sure. Which is like one half is Bumgarner's salary.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but anyway, I tell you where they can save some money. Because I know that they like the team to stay looking good road trips and at home. They can save money at manscaped.com, Michaela. They can do it using our code of PHNX to get 20% off and free shipping. And I'm going to keep this one nice and clean because she's here.
Oh, right?
But, you know, I could read from the ad and talk about, you know, there's this thing with bloody balls and all sorts of gross. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Disgusting.
I didn't write these.
Oh, my God.
You can get the package for your package over at manscaped.com And again, there's all sorts of great additional items, including a free pair of boxers and some other free gifts for you over at Manscaped. So again, use our code of PHNX and you will get 20% off plus free shipping. And also use our code at PHNX over at DraftKings Sportsbook app. You can do that, make a $5 bet, and if your team wins, you will get $200 in free bets instantly. I have a game today because I'm not just flying through the Manscaped ad in honor of Michaela, but I have a game today in honor of Michaela. It's Halloween season. I'm dressed in this ridiculous shirt. So today we are going to play a game I like to call Murdered Murderer Murmurer.
Murder.
Yeah. Put that on your license plate and see if a cop can figure it out. Murdered Murderer Murmurer.
Murder.
Here is the game. This is a horror movie scenario. I am going to give you three members of the D-backs. Okay. And you have to tell me who would be the first one to go.
Can we give them a context behind this game really quick?
Yeah.
I feel like people are going to be like, what is happening?
Well, okay, first of all, Michaela loves murder.
I love murder.
That's the context of this game. She's a big fan of murder documentaries.
I love murders.
She's furious that we're never going to find out why the Zodiac Killer did what he did.
Okay, I feel like I don't want people to think I'm a serial killer. I've never murdered anybody.
Okay. Allegedly. Okay.
And the concept of me loving murder is because I love the psychology behind murder. Like, I love to figure out why people do the things that they do.
Okay.
And so, you know, when it comes to serial killers, obviously their brains are like wired differently than ours are.
Yes.
So like, I love the psychology behind like what makes a serial killer a serial killer. And that's why I love murder, is because I'm so interested in knowing why these people are just like built different and like what makes them snap and like actually like murder people.
Do you watch these things like before you go to bed and such?
Yes.
Is that when you're like,
gosh,
your favorite time to watch?
Yes.
It? Just so you can like dream about murder. Yeah. Okay, well, again,
it's a great outlet for aggression,
she
too.
Says
I
she's
go home
not
and I dream of just
killer.
Like murdering like Derek, and it just like makes me feel so much better.
Oh my God. It's the shirt. It's the
just
shirt.
Just kidding.
All right, so here's the game.
Okay.
We're in a horror movie. I'm going to give you three members of the D-backs. You need to tell me who the first one to be murdered in a horror movie would be.
Okay.
Who would survive until the end?
Okay.
And who in this scenario would be the murderer?
Okay.
The horror movie villain.
First to
if
get
you will.
Murdered, the
yep.
person to survive, and the person doing the
yes.
murdering.
So I'm going to give you three. Your first three are Tori Lavello,
okay.
Mike Hazen, and Ken Kendrick.
Oh, God. All right. Well, Ken Kendrick is definitely the murderer.
The murderer. Okay.
Yeah.
All
Ken
right.
Ken Kendrick has some skeletons in his closet.
All right.
I can't confirm or deny that. I don't really know.
You've been listening. There's too much Suns news going on in
I
this
feel
building,
like
so
Ken Kendrick
like,
could like
right.
murder somebody
uh-huh.
because he also has the money to get away with it, right? I'm about to go off on some crazy conspiracy
no,
theories,
that's a
so
good point.
I just hope you're ready for
okay.
this.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is
listen,
good.
Listen, guys.
Okay.
When it comes to murder, I could talk about this forever,
okay.
so just stick with me here.
All right.
Okay, Ken Kendrick is definitely the murderer because he has money to get away with it, and he's going to pay off people and keep people silent,
okay.
hush money, the whole thing. Or you could just pay a hitman, honestly, but that still counts as being a murderer.
Yes, yeah, all right, I'm on okay. board with that. All right, so who's your first one to go in this horror movie?
Between who are my two other options?
Tori Lavello and Mike Hazen, and who survives? Who makes it to the end of the movie?
I think Mike Hazen makes it to the end of the movie. I think Mike Hazen survives. He's very analytical. He's very smart. I feel like he can like strategize some yeah. ways to get away with it. And I think Tori Lavello gets murdered first. He dies first.
That's awful. But that makes sense because he's the nice one.
Yeah.
Right. So
he's
like the
nice
one that like, as
like,
a viewer, you'd be upset about him.
And
going.
Also like a lot of people are mad at him. So like there's a lot of reasons to murder him because
wow.
people are mad that he's the manager and
wow.
thinks he has horrible managing skills.
Well, then
so.
There would be a lot of suspects is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's an easy way for Ken Kendrick to get rid of a manager is just to murder him.
I feel like we went right out of a horror movie. We're just really.
I don't know what
this.
You expected when you brought up murder.
I don't know.
But
okay. All right. I'm going to give you another three.
Kay.
Madison Bumgarner.
Okay.
Zach Gallen. Meryl Kelly.
Madison Bumgarner is the murderer.
Oh, absolutely.
There's
100%.
There's something just like not there with Madison Bumgarner.
No,
like
yeah, right.
the fact that he's like a rodeo clown and has like an entire
Whoa,
like
hold
altar.
On, hold on. Wait, let's get this straight. Okay. Madison Bumgarner is not a rodeo clown. I take offense to that. Madison Bumgarner is a baseball pitcher. Mason Saunders
Whatever. It's the
is
same
a cowboy.
Person.
He is a
He really already
roper.
Has.
There's
he
a big
already
difference
has,
between
he already
a rodeo
has an
clown.
Alternate ID. He already has an alternate
okay.
personality.
That, no, that, okay, that, yeah. That,
what if he has,
that's definitely
what if he has
serial
multiple personality
behavior.
Disorder and he just uses that as a front to make it it seem normal. And his Mason Saunders murders people.
I'm going to write this movie. So
Mason Saunders is a murderer.
Okay. All right. So So who's the first to go? Zach Gallen or Merrill Kelly? And who survives?
I think Zach Gallen is the first to go.
Oh, he's such a sweet boy.
He's a sweet boy, but he also like, I think his like chill dude, chill vibe, like long hair.
She's right. She like, gets it.
He's not going to survive.
No, he's
Zach
not.
Zach Gallen's going to get murdered.
He's going to have like headphones on and sitting on a couch, just not paying attention, just get it from behind. Yeah.
And I think Merrill Kelly survives because he spent a lot of time in Korea, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's cultured. He has a lot of experiences. Why are you guys laughing at me?
He fought ghosts over there.
Thank you.
Obviously.
So, you know, I feel like he's seen some shit in Korea. So he's going to be able to figure out how to survive a murder.
All right. I can't argue with this at all. This is all great logic. And I'm floored by this. All right, I'm going to give you one more real one with real players. Josh Rojas, Pavin Smith, Dalton Varsho.
Pavin Smith is a murderer.
Yes!
He's a ginger.
Yes!
Pavin Smith
it.
Is a murderer for no other reason than the fact he's a ginger.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Hey, she said it, not me. All right, just make sure that we'll put that on her.
Gingers don't have souls. Therefore,
oh, my God. She's doubling down on it.
I have a running theory that Pavin Smith named himself. What kind of name is Pavin?
Again, that's murder. That's serial killer behavior.
Okay. Pavin Smith's a murderer.
Okay, so Josh Rojas or Dalton Varsho, who's surviving? I feel like this is an easy answer here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They're both scrappy. So I get.
I think Josh Rojas survives.
Yes, that's the answer. Yes. No one's killing Josh Rojas.
No. I think Josh Rojas survives. He's very resourceful. And
he might become the murderer after he survives. That's the kind of person.
If you witness like a murder, that does some shit.
It changes
people.
You. Yeah. Yeah, as you can attest to.
Allegedly.
All right. Dalton Varsho, sorry, buddy. You didn't make it. I'm going to give you one more. And this one is just for fun. D. Baxter, Randy Johnson from the Legends race, or Rat Leon, their mascots.
Oh, God. All right. Hold on. Okay.
Randy Johnson from the Legends race. It's important. Different distinction.
Randy Johnson from the Legends race dies first.
Yes.
Homie's got a big ass head. You can see him.
Right. Cannot maneuver around. He's fast. He's fast, but he has to go in a straight
line.
He's not
fast, though.
He's got
He's just comparably fast to the three other people that have large ass heads on them trying to run on a warning track.
All right. So who's
Randy Johnson? Okay. Legend dies first.
Yeah. I agree
easy
with that.
Easy target.
Yeah, I can't argue. I can't argue any of this logic that you've nailed all of these so far. So who survives and who's the murderer? Baxter or Rat Leon?
I think Rat Leon's the murderer.
Yes.
That shit's creepy.
He's creepy as hell. He should have never existed.
So creepy.
Like, and he feels like, I don't know, like some sort of opposite of Baxter. Like he would be Baxter's evil
like an
side.
Evil twin.
Yeah, like an evil twin.
Horrible.
Yeah,
they're not twins.
Right.
Like an evil, yeah.
Like he'd want to replace
it's
Baxter.
It's just unnatural. That entire thing is unnatural. So. Oh.
And then Baxter survives.
I think Baxter survives. He's a bobcat.
Baxter,
cats are smart. They're quick.
This is Baxter number five, but yes, Baxter.
Well,
you can find out about that on gophnx.com.
I think Baxter can survive. He's a smart. Cats are very intelligent.
They are.
He can survive.
And obviously. I mean, he's got a lot to deal with downtown, like I've talked about. You got the light rail that's really quiet. He's got to watch out for that.
Right.
I mean, he's just in the inner city dodging cars and such. I think that he does survive. Well, thank you so much. This is our resident expert in murder, obviously.
People are going to think I'm a serial killer or something.
She nailed that. And I am going to call the police. But
I kill you first.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us on this special edition. Again, World Series picks, obviously, we don't agree here, but I think it's going to be just a great World Series. I mean,
yeah,
I really think
really
it has that potential to be an all-time classic. I think we saw some great baseball throughout this playoffs. You know, again, not knocking the Dodgers because they had a series with the Giants that took everything out of them, right? I think that the Astros are kind of – that's one thing the Astros don't really have going for them is I feel like they're still reeling a bit from, you know, their changes at starting pitching and everything. But if they can get everything figured out, I think that's going to be –
Who do you have winning tonight?
For some reason I feel like the Braves are going to take game one.
I think so too. I have Braves winning tonight.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. They know what they're talking about over there. Go lock it up. Money line.
It's Charlie Morton versus Valdez.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
I got Charlie all day, any day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we agree on that at least. So thank you guys so much for watching us. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_caveman with a K. She is at Michaela Perkins.
Michaela E. Perkins. I had to slide my middle initial in there because somebody, apparently there's like 80 Michaela Perkinses out there, which is stupid because obviously I'm the best one. So like, I feel like I should have capital on the Twitter handle, but I don't. I'm a little salty about it in case you couldn't tell.
I'm a little worried you're going to go murder these other Michaela Perkins. That there can only be one. But I mean, that's just, I've been watching too much Rick and Morty.
I'm way more worried that she's going to team up with them.
Yeah. Oh God. Ooh. Yes. Oh.
What if they're all obsessed with murder as I am, and then we just have an army of Michaela Perkins?
This just got terrifying. All right. Well, you can follow us on Twitter, like I said, but of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Michaela is our queen of the social media, so please go follow us there. So she'll be happy.
I'll be very happy.
Also, you know, please sign up for a membership over at gophnx.com. You can get the annual membership, which, again, will get you a free T-shirt. There's some awesome shirts out there. There's a brand new Cardinals one that's just incredible. I think the Coyotes one is back in stock.
The Coyotes
now.
One is back in stock.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, see, without Jesse being here, I can actually say go get the Coyote shirt because it's incredible. But while you're there, pick up a D-backs PHNX shirt. Get whatever you want. Members, by the way, still get wonderful discounts over at the PHNX locker. So make sure to become a member. And, you know, if you like the shirts, if you like the merchandise, slowly you will get it all if you become a member and utilize those discounts. But again, if you are watching this right now on YouTube, please go over to your favorite podcasting app, subscribe to us there, drop us a 5-star review. If you're listening to us now on one of those apps, jump over to YouTube, subscribe to us, and sign up for notifications. You'll get all the wonderful Arizona sports content. And if you're an Arizona sports fan, hopefully you'll enjoy that. Hopefully Michaela doesn't kill me after this podcast, but who knows? She'll very much know what to do with the body for sure. I know that.
If Derek doesn't show up tomorrow, it wasn't me.
Hey, whatever. She really doesn't like the shirt, and I'm going to go make her watch David Pumpkins right now. But thank you guys again so much for watching. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you murder it.
Woo!
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.